So, Ben, how's your trip?
Well, you know, it's been slow. We like to go slow.
I think we need to get back to the Constitution, back to the web when America was good, back when there was polio and separate bathrooms for men and women. So, what state are you in?
Well, I'm in a state. I'm in Tennessee. You know, it's funny talking to you on this phone that we have here that we're talking on. I remember when you had to have the phone connected with a wire to the wall, and you couldn't get very far away from the wall. Do you remember phones like that?
Bye, dear. I'm just saying goodbye to my beautiful wife. She's hitching up the dog sled to go to the Walmart to get my Epsom salts. Yes, I remember the old telephones. One ringy-dingy, two ringy-dingy. Yes. I'm getting spam for Find Dementia Care. I'm not demented.
I like spam. I like spam in the morning with eggs. And then sometimes I like spam in the afternoon just to slice it and have a little bite now and then.
I'm reading an article that my great-grandson sent me called How to Have a Conversation with an Elderly Person. Number one, introduce yourself. That makes sense. You should always introduce yourself if you're talking to somebody.
I introduce myself every time I go to Walmart.
Yes. I used to be a greeter at Walmart before the Obamacares took away my full-time employment.
I stopped going to Walmart when they stopped giving out green stamps.
Oh, yes, I remember the savings books and coupons and the ration coupons. Those were the days, the great days of America, with the ration coupons and the polio.
Roosevelt saved us.
We need to get back to when America was good. I don't like those Democrats, but I liked FDR and Roosevelt, both of them.
He saved us from the Depression and the Nazis.
The Nazis. I wanted to fight the Nazis, but they wanted me to stay home and grow hemp for the war effort.
Those were the good days. Back then, you know, we didn't have the problems with the children being so rude and loud and running all around. You could just crack one across the face a few times and people wouldn't say a word to you.
Even if they weren't your own blood. I mean, it takes a village to raise a child.
Yeah, and it takes a village sometimes to smack them around correctly.
My whole village smacked me around all the time, and what a great man I've become. We need more great men there in the government, Ben, to save us from the tyrannies, and they need to respect the Constitution and get back to when things were good.
You know, Michael, if we had another man like Eisenhower, that'd set things straight. We'd get the economy back on its feet and teach those Russians their place.
Yes. And now they're harboring fugitives like Edwin Snowden. He's a war criminal. He's endangering lives. Do you see any squirrels? My cataracts are getting thick. I can't, at this time of day, my brain gets a little fuzzy, but I think I see squirrels out the window.
I sat in the backyard yesterday for over 2 hours, and I thought I was looking at a squirrel in the tree. And then my wife came up and picked a lice off my eyebrow. Turns out it wasn't a squirrel after all.
What was it?
It was a lice crawling around on my eyelash.
Oh, yes, I've had that. The heartbreak of liciasis. Says here you should ask old elderly people where they're from. Well, of course, you don't want to talk to anybody without knowing where they're from. Otherwise, you don't have an opinion of them.
You know, on that topic, I was remembering the other day something that I never see on the television anymore, and that's the cliff diving on Wide World of Sports. They never show that. I can't find it on the television, and I keep changing the channel.
There's too many channels. There ought to be a law. And the commercials are too loud. I wrote my congressman and demanded that he pass a law, and I told him that I'm a war hero, or at least I would have been if they hadn't made me stay home and grow hemp for the war effort.
Nowadays, the children are all just spoiled from all their fancy answering gadgets on their telephones that they carry around.
Ugh.
And Don't get me started on those things.
That pushes my buttons. When I write, I got on the worldwide interwebs recently, and they showed me, I had a man come over from the Nerd Bus or Nerdmobile, and we paid him $30, and he showed me how to get on the internet and set up my printer so I could print out the electronic mails from my grandkids and great-grandkid. And I just can't figure it out now. It says that I still have black ink, but I don't have enough red and green and blue ink because I printed out four photos of my children, and now I can't use the interwebs. But I did get on the interwebs for a while, and I sent my granddaughter, well, I wrote a long email, but then I lost it and couldn't find it to send it. So I wrote it again, and then she just wrote back like four or five words, and they weren't even words. I don't understand what they were singing and talking about to me. I used to be in a rock musical group, Ben. Did I tell you that?
Was that on the radio?
We were on the radio a little bit, but not very much. We were quite edgy in our day.
Playing the rock and or roll music?
Yes, playing the gin mills of America. Back then, I was quite a prize, and there were many young ladies who fancied me. I remember one day in Toledo. That's where you're from, isn't it, Toledo?
Well, that's in Ohio, and we've lived in Ohio for quite some time now.
I made sweet, sweet love with four different young ladies in one evening, outside and inside the bathrooms of the rock musical club, the gin mill where we were performing, and then out in the alley behind, up against the wall, and a rat even watched us, and we didn't stop.
That's the problem with the rock and roll music. It's just destroyed the moral culture of America.
No, the problem is it's too darn squeaky clean now. It was better when people were having sex in alleyways while rats watched. I remember when music was safe. Wait, I remember when sex was safe and music was dangerous, Ben.
Yeah. That's true.
Well, you were living in Barstow, shoving biker crank up your nostrils back then, so you're one to speak.
And that was the good old days when you could buy some decent biker crank, too. Nowadays, you know, the children talk about these modern dopes that they have. I don't even understand.
Oh, they're all these different letters. It looks like an email from my granddaughter. I can't understand it. It's all gibberish. The MDDA or something, and the LDS, I don't know.
You know, speaking of the email, my grandson helped me set that up one day, and we had the email, and I started to look at it, and I found out all kinds of things that are wrong. Why, did you know that, for instance, your computer is looking at you all the time? The cameras stay on, and the microphone stays on all the time looking at you, and you can't turn them off.
Well, I turned mine off and unplugged it because I got an email that was from the FBI that said that my computer may have been used to access child pornography, and I've never even seen any pornography. And they said that they had to run a background check to prove it wasn't me or actions would be taken against me. And I entered my credit card number, and the FBI never contacted me again. But I did get a bill on my credit card for $6,000 from a Nigerian prince saying that he would send me more money if I took away the FBI letter and sent him money. I didn't really understand it, so I unplugged my computer because the internets are scary. But I think we need to get top men in Congress to regulate the internets, because if you pass laws, people won't do bad things like that.
Well, if we just had the right men to make those laws, then that'd be what we need.
They need to respect the Constitution. And I called the FBI, and they didn't know anything about it. The young man I was talking to, he sounded very polite, but he was kind of being rude while being very polite. And I told him I didn't think it was very professional, and I asked to speak to his supervisor, and he put me on hold and never came back for 7 hours, so I hung up.
7 hours? Oh, my. That must have cost a fortune on long distance.
Well, I have this new plan that my grandson set up where it doesn't cost me anything, although it's a lot of money. It's my internet and my phone and my television with all those channels I hate, and it's $160 a month. But I mean, that you could, when I used to play in the rock musical groups, you could buy a brand new Cadillac for $160. That's a lot of money for a man on the blessings of a limited income from the government. And, you know, I'm glad that we put our money in and they took such good care of it.
Yeah, they have that fund, that Social Security fund, where they have carefully stored away the money all those years that'll take care of us for the rest of forever.
I like it. And these rock musical groups today, they can't even sing and their pants are baggy. I think they should outlaw it. Oh, is that your squirrel barking, Ben?
That's my little doggie. Yeah. She always takes care of me when we go for our walks.
Yes. What's her name?
Nikki.
Nikki. Is that named after Nikki Darling?
No, she was. She's been around a while, and she's kind of elderly dog, and we rescued her. She was already named that when we rescued her.
I was listening to the radios, and I heard some disc jockey named Nikki Darling, and she was complaining about the government, and she was using, I mean, I was very intrigued by her voice and the things she said. I liked listening to this young lady, but this Nikki Darling, she was using words that a young lady shouldn't use, and she was doing it on the radio.
Well, that can't be. They shut the radios off when people use that kind of language.
The president should just have a button on his phone that's in his pocket where he can just shut Nikki Darling off when she starts to use the F word on the radio.
That goes back to with parents and they're not keeping their children in line. You gotta smack them around now and then.
Yes, you've got to smack your children around or they'll grow up and cuss on the radios.
I remember the good old days when they used to teach children to behave themselves. And one way to do it is to constantly tell them that the Russians can bomb you. And you got to be able to jump under your desk to hide from the nuclear bombs.
Yes, and that was radio back in the day. And then there was Fibber McGee. I liked Fibber McGee. They would never use the F word. Did you like Fibber McGee?
Yeah, I was really
Molly.
I was really more into Red Skelton back in that time frame.
Oh, that's a little blue for my tastes. Well, Ben, I just think it's been so good catching up with you on the phones with no wires, and I just think we need to get back to when America was good and get top men in there to enforce the politicians, to enforce the Constitution, and have good people in the government, because you got to respect the office of the president, even if the guy in it now is from Africa and faked his birth certificate.
Hello, Michael? Michael, are you there, Michael? Michael? Are you there, Michael?
Yes, I'm here. Oh, I'm here, Ben.
I had my phone backwards for a moment there. I got a little confused.
Well, there's pigeons outside, so I'm scared. I'm going to shut the curtains now and go away. It's been good catching up with you, Ben. This should be an ad for phones with no wires. When you really want to just keep in touch with your old friends.
Goodbye, Michael.
Goodbye.